Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is for actually facing some of our persistent problems. Problems like inflation. Problems like competing with China and other economic powerhouses for a healthy position in the world. And yes, problems about dealing with immigration, with refugees, with people seeking asylum, especially now that the Policy 42 has been demised, the Title 42. There's supposed to be a big new tidal wave of immigrants hitting the United States. That's at least what some are expecting. Is this a threat to our economic and social well-being, to the safety of other Americans who have lived their whole lives in this country? We will get to that with one of the leading public opinion writers for the Washington Post, Catherine Rampell, who has written a powerful piece called Earth to Politicians, The U.S. Has Too Few Immigrants, Not Too Many. Catherine Rampell is an opinion columnist at the Washington Post who frequently covers economics, public policy, immigration, and politics with a special emphasis on data-driven journalism. She's also an economic and political commentator for CNN and a special correspondent for the PBS NewsHour and a contributor to Marketplace. We will also be talking a little bit about why politicians like to change the subject, that coming up, and the idea of a complete wreckage for our two-party political system pending the new effort on the part of No Labels succeeds in creating a third party, which they're spending $70 million to do. We will get to that as well. Do we have Catherine, Jeremy? Okay. One of the issues that is actually created a certain amount of controversy overnight has to do with the visit to Israel by Speaker Kevin McCarthy. We played a little bit of an interchange with McCarthy and with a Russian reporter who had been assigned to Israel and confronted him and basically was asking, was there any limit to the United States support for Ukraine? And McCarthy answered back very aggressively, and I think effectively, that basically the real question was what Russia was going to do to continue the war and the horrors of the war. McCarthy has actually just offered to host the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, for meetings with Congress members, and this move also risked exacerbating tensions between Democrats and Republicans over how the United States should manage its alliance with Israel, a bond that has traditionally had bipartisan support in Washington. That's at least what's written about this interchange with the New York Times and Patrick Kingsley. One of the fascinating things is that generally Israeli prime ministers have been welcome in the United States for meetings with the president because of the close alliance, but President Biden made it very clear that he was not going to welcome Prime Minister Netanyahu. And Mr. Biden, a Democrat, says the New York Times, has taken a different tack, declining to invite Mr. Netanyahu to the White House as a signal of displeasure at the Netanyahu government's now suspended plan to overhaul the Israeli judiciary, which set off widespread protests in Israel and prompted unease within the Jewish diaspora. Kevin McCarthy spoke to the Israeli parliament, to the Knesset, yesterday, and asked if he would host Mr. Netanyahu as Speaker of the House, even if President Biden did not. Mr. McCarthy said, yes, I have a long relationship with the Prime Minister, the longest serving Prime Minister in Israel's history, McCarthy said. Later at the briefing, he said the Prime Minister should come and meet with members of Congress. His comments followed an interview with Israel Hayom, which is a right-wing newspaper published by the Adelson family and donors to conservative causes in both Israel and the United States, in which Mr. McCarthy said that an invitation from Mr. Biden, if it doesn't happen, I'll invite the Prime Minister to come meet with the House, referring to Mr. Netanyahu as a dear friend. Mr. McCarthy confirmed at the briefing that those comments had been quoted accurately. That rapport has been frequently tested this year, the rapport between President Biden, who has also been a longtime supporter of Israel, and the Netanyahu government. They write that Mr. Netanyahu's judicial overhaul proposal, the Biden administration has criticized, and other comments or actions by members of his so-called far-right government, the most nationalist and religious in Israel's history. The government's stances have also strained ties between Israel and the Democratic Party at large, as well as with liberal American Jews. The whole idea about straining ties, it seems to me to be greatly overstated. But the idea that in his remarks, by contrast, Mr. McCarthy referred only in passing to Mr. Netanyahu's judicial plan. And how absurd it is that they take note of that. It would not be normal to talk about a controversial judicial reform that is still being negotiated and where they're trying to negotiate a broader-based, more popular, all sides having input, judicial reform in a country where the overwhelming majority of the public believes that there should be judicial reform. The difficulty that they have and the whole issue in Israel that you've probably heard so much about already, the issue really has to do with how you choose judges. And in the United States, we choose judges for our Supreme Court, with the president making an appointment, and then the confirmation process has to go through the Congress. In Israel, basically, it is the existing judges and the existing legal establishment, not the Knesset, not the Congress, not the Prime Minister, not the executive branch, that actually appoint the new justices. It is a self-perpetuating and somewhat isolated elite. Even as Mr. McCarthy spoke out on Monday, strong signs of bipartisan support remained. He made his comments at the briefing while standing beside Steny Hoyer, who is the senior Democratic outgoing majority leader at the House of Representatives. He had moments earlier praised the speaker for a speech he made to the Israeli parliament that afternoon. Their visit followed a similar tour last month by the House Minority Leader, Mr. Karim Jeffries, Democrat of New York, who spoke during that visit of our strong support for a Jewish and democratic state. We will be right back. I am hoping with Catherine Rampell on needing more immigrants, not fewer, she says, coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
News items. One from the New York Post. They are reporting that 90,000 migrants have crossed the U.S. border. That's the southern border, of course. They're not coming from Canada. In just 10 days, as panic over Title 42 terminating that has begun to set in, meaning that it will be much more difficult in the future for people to find or seek even asylum in this country. And at the same time that this is going on, Biden, the news reports are, is sending 1,500 active duty troops to help secure the border, which I think most Americans, the great majority of Americans, would think to be good and appropriate news. But Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesperson today, was having a very difficult time explaining how the Biden decision to send those 1,500 active duty troops down to the border didn't echo the Trump policy, which he had rejected and changed. This is the KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, clip six.
The border is secure, as the administration has said. Then why would we need to send 1,500 active duty U.S. troops down there?
Because we need more work. We need more work needs to be done, Peter. We put forth a comprehensive immigration legislation, and Congress, so Republicans in Congress, refused to act. And so the president has used the tools that he has in front of him to prepare ahead of Title 42 lifting. As you know, that is happening in the next couple of days. And so we are putting DHS, Department of State, is putting forth processes to deal with the changes that are going to be ahead of us. And so that is what's important here, and that's what you've been seeing for the past several months. You've heard from DHS, you've heard from the State Department on what we're putting in place to deal with the border once Title 42 lifts.
And then there was a very good question, very directly. This is clip 10, Jeremy. Asking Karine Jean-Pierre, isn't this yet another example where President Biden has actually picked up on and followed through on some of President Trump's policies on immigration? Listen, clip 10.
I think President Biden has been a big critic of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies, but isn't this sending troops to the border another example of where President Biden has taken President Trump's policies on immigration?
So, to your point, my colleagues at the Pentagon are going to brief on this at 2 o'clock in less than 40 minutes. So, so clearly I would definitely make sure that you all take a listen and hear what they have to say.
In other words, don't ask me, ask somebody else, please. Flashback, this is to 2018 in the middle of a midterm election that actually went very badly for President Trump, but in the middle of a midterm election in the midst of the Trump administration, Kamala Harris attacked the idea of deploying troops to the border. She didn't like the idea of exactly what her own boss, President Joseph Biden, is doing right now. Listen, this is back in 2018, clip 8.
I thank the men and women who serve our military and serve in the United States Marine Corps. I also believe that the administration made a decision to deploy them based on a political agenda, and I believe that it is inappropriate to require the limited resources of the United States military to be used in such a way when these folks who are being deployed there, they're going to leave there. They've left their families. They will not be home, looks like, for Thanksgiving. And all because there needed to be some demonstration for the TV cameras based on a political agenda instead of what is a national security threat.
Okay, and this is, of course, completely different when it's a Democratic president who orders it than when a Republican president orders it. Another challenging question for Karine Jean-Pierre this morning about the president's decision to send troops down to the border. This is clip 7. Listen.
If the president's priority is to treat the immigrants humanely, like you said, would he be sending social workers, psychologists, judges, lawyers to the border instead of sending active military personnel?
So look, I want to be clear. The active military, as I just explained to one of your colleagues here, it's been done for almost two decades now. It is a personnel that's performing administrative tasks. Like data entry and warehouse support, that's what they're going to do.
Okay. Part of what you're hearing there with the Kamala Harris thrown in relates to a colloquy, a back and forth between Bret Stephens and Gail Collins in the New York Times. And Bret writes about the Vice President of the United States. Her approval rating is the lowest for any vice president in the last 30 years at this point in the administration. And that includes Mike Pence and Dick Cheney. It's an open secret in Washington that she runs the most dysfunctional office of any major office holder. Nobody thought she'd solve the Mexican border situation, but it would have been nice if she showed a basic command of facts. Because of Biden's age, the chances of her taking the top job are substantial, and many voters will judge the Biden-Harris ticket on how confident they feel about Harris. How would I feel about President Harris dealing with a nuclear crisis in Korea, or a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, or another global financial crisis? Not good. Democrats need to get over their fear of offending her. There are plenty of qualified replacements. And then Gail Collins says, a year or two ago, I would definitely have agreed with you about Harris. But I've come around to believing that she's grown in the job. Are you kidding me? That's what Gail Collins says. Despite being saddled with a lousy agenda early on. Kamala, would you please go solve the Mexican border situation? Lately, she's been the administration's fierce advocate for abortion rights. Practical bottom line, you have here a black woman who's been, at minimum, a perfectly adequate vice president. I just can't see any way Biden could toss her off the ticket, even if there's a good chance at his age that he'll die in office. Which is, of course, not a train of thought he wants to take on. We will take on other trains of thought, including the uncomfortable. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
And we're going to say, we're not having that. We're not playing that.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. 1,500 active duty troops are being sent to the southern border ahead of next week's expiration of the COVID-era immigration restriction, Title 42. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
It's important to note that the department is also evaluating options on how we might replace these deploying forces in stride with other sources to include potentially forces from the reserve component and contracted support.
The U.S. is anticipating a massive influx of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires on May 11th. House and Senate leaders will be headed to the White House next week for a sit-down with President Biden to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised. There's a ban on backpacks in one Michigan school district. The Flint Community Schools Board of Education has implemented the backpack ban for all backpacks, even clear ones, over firearms and threats concerns. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is an AP story that points out that when it comes to the news media and the impact of media on democracy and political polarization in the United States, Americans are far likelier to say that media are doing more harm than good. Nearly three-quarters of U.S. adults say the news media are increasing political polarization in the country. And just under half say they have little to no trust in media's ability to report the news fairly and accurately. That, according to a new survey from the Associated Press, National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs Research, and Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights. By the way, this has to do with the late Robert Kennedy, not the one who's running for president right now. The poll was released for World Press Freedom Day, which is tomorrow, and it shows that Americans have significant concerns about misinformation and the role played by the media themselves, along with politician and social media companies in spreading it, but that many are also concerned about growing threats to journalist safety. And, by the way, this idea, do you think that, that somehow the lawsuit between Fox News and Dominion, boosted our reliance on, media? It boosted our faith in media? I don't think it did. I mean, because I think that one of the ideas that people looked at where you saw the tremendous gap between what people were saying privately and what they believed privately and what they were saying on the air, that was deeply damaging. And then again, when you have so many voices that are given access, at least to the media, that are basically just disregarding the most fundamental and necessary determinations of truth. For instance, Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake, who is still the self-anointed, rightfully elected governor of Arizona, even though she lost Arizona by 17,000 votes. She lost Arizona by more than Trump lost Arizona. And this, of course, in a different election. She was running in the election of 2022, where there were few people voting. So it wasn't even as close as it was between Trump and Biden in Arizona. She did a podcast recently, Carrie Lake, and she's one of those people who continues to be rumored as a potential Trump running mate, which, frankly, I think would be a disaster. But Carrie Lake is sitting next to Rudy Giuliani and has this to say in a podcast. Listen, it's clip 15.
I worry about your intelligence, and I worry about that the fact that the fake news media has sent these, like, worms into your brain. And that's what's happening. They're using you, they're using your children, and they're brainwashing you into a bunch of lies. Joe Biden didn't win. I'm not saying that because I love President Trump. I do. I think President Trump is one of the greatest fighters of our time. I'm saying this because I love America. And Joe Biden lost. We all know it. Even the left knows it.
Okay. When she says even the left knows it, given the fact that every legal investigation, every journalistic investigation, including by Fox News, the investigations that were done and commissioned by the Trump administration itself, all show that Joe Biden won the election. And for goodness sake, it wasn't that close. He had a 7 million vote lead in the popular vote. And when you are saying that Joe Biden lost the election and there is virtually nothing you can do about it, is that the kind of person who should be considered for Vice President of the United States or even considered running for the Senate seat in Arizona, the Senate seat by Senator Mark Kelly that is going to be up for election in 2024. There is this also. There's a piece by syndicated columnist Doyle McManus about what is going on right now for people who do feel that they are being cheated by the political system and by the coverage, even the media coverage of the political system, and need a radical alternative for 2024. And he writes about this idea of no labels, which is being launched with a great deal of money and with a great deal of confidence. They have already secured a ballot position in four different states, by the way, including Arizona. And it's Nancy Jacobson is one of the organizers. And McManus writes, Jacobson's big idea is to put a new party on the ballot and nominate a bipartisan ticket chosen from the center, such as Senator Joe Manchin III, West Virginia Democrat, for president, and former Governor Larry Hogan, a Maryland Republican, for vice president. Both of them have talked with no labels and haven't ruled out running. Jacobson, who once worked for Bill Clinton and Al Gore, says she has raised $70 million, hopes to raise $70 million, and to get a ticket on the ballot in all 50 states. No Labels has already qualified as a party on the ballot in Arizona, Colorado, Oregon, and Alaska. In a three-way race, she noted, a candidate doesn't need a majority to win a state's electoral votes. All you need is 34%, she said. This is a unique American moment. Can you imagine a Democrat and a Republican walking arm in arm down Pennsylvania Avenue? Well, it depends on where they're walking. Are they walking to the Capitol building to protest something, or... For one thing, history strongly suggests, writes Doyle McManus, that a third party cannot win, as in, it's never happened. He's right. The closest anyone has ever come was Theodore Roosevelt in 1912 with 27%. The unintended results, he split the Republican vote and delivered the White House to Democrat Woodrow Wilson. More recently, Ross Perot managed to win 19% in 1992, running against Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. Nobody else has come close. The lesson? 34% is harder than it looks. And the 2024 presidential election promises to be close. Head-to-head polls show Biden and Trump evenly matched. Early polls aren't predictive, of course, but five of the last six presidential elections have been won by margins of less than 5%. There's no reason to expect this one will be different. And this is the entire point, is if you're talking about winning some states with 34% of the vote, I think it's possible a third party could do that, but it would not be enough electoral votes to win a majority because you need 270. They make it very, very difficult. So let's say you won four or five states. I think it's George Wallace, the third party candidate who got 13% of the popular vote in 1968, won five states in a very close election. That doesn't give you a majority. It gives no one a majority, and it sends the election to the House of Representatives. And what a nightmare that could be. We will get to why and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Michael Medved Show, we were just speaking about the idea that if they have any success with no labels, they're talking about a potential ticket involving Joe Manchin, the senator, Democrat from West Virginia, and Larry Hogan, the former governor. Now term limited and retired, and he said he will not be running for president as a Republican. But could he be running for vice president on the no labels ticket, which is committed to a what they call a fusion ticket of Republicans and Democrats working together? The point about this is that even if they do something that Ross Perot never did, Ross Perot didn't win a single electoral vote, not one. He finished second in the state of Maine, and I believe he finished second in the state of Utah.
Now, that was just sad.
Well, it was just sad because he didn't win a single state, and finishing second doesn't get you any electoral votes. But even if you had a very well-funded new kind of fusion ticket that was supposed to be Republicans and Democrats, no labels, it would be people in the middle and moderates, and it all sounds so idealistic and promising, but the reality is that if you win five states, which is doing incredibly well. That's doing as well as George Wallace did in 1968. The only reason that George Wallace did not create a constitutional catastrophe with his campaign was that Nixon actually won the election fairly comfortably in terms of the electoral votes. And so there was no contest. It didn't have to go to the House of Representatives. But if it goes to the House of Representatives, what's really very difficult about it is it's not every House member who gets a vote. It's every state. And you have 50 of the states, and each delegation votes separately as to who is going to actually be selected to get that state's electoral vote. Because then it becomes just a singular. And by the way, and the vice president is elected differently. And we haven't had an election decided in the House of Representatives since 1824. They almost did in 1876, but they worked it out with an electoral commission. And 1876 is generally viewed as the only election we've ever had that was actually a stolen election. So Doyle McManus, writing about Nancy Jacobson and this no labels idea, how does it help America? How does it improve our democracy? How does it make us a stronger country and bring us together more for more effective legislation and financial management and all the rest of it to have an election that is so uncertain or an election that is so confusing to people? Jacobson says no labels is alert to those dangers and won't nominate a candidate unless there's a clear path toward a win. But you don't know that in advance. Quote, we are committed that we will not have the experiment spoil the election, she said. If it looks like it's going to spoil, there are off ramps, meaning no labels could withdraw from the race. Are you kidding me? How do you do that? After you've raised $70 million they're planning to, and you go through the process of nominating people and putting them on the ballot in numerous states, then you're going to just withdraw because you realize that you're just a spoiler. You're either helping Biden or more likely helping Trump by taking some of those votes. But she says, we are committed this will not, this experiment will not spoil the election, she said. This is an insurance policy, she added. What happens if something happens to Biden? Well, yeah, that's a real problem. And it's one of the reasons that he, of course, should replace Kamala Harris. But off-ramps don't always stay open, says Doyle McManus. Once a party is on the ballot, it may not be easy to take it off. A centrist third-party ticket may sound appealing in theory. In practice, it looks less like an insurance policy and more like a landmine. And with all of the bitterness that we have right now, for instance, about the Supreme Court, the effort to try to remake the Supreme Court, are they really going back to the court packing which disgraced President Roosevelt? It was considered, he considered it, his biggest mistake, period. This is Senator Durbin of Illinois, Democrat, leader, whip for the Democratic Party. He's speaking about Chief Justice Roberts choosing not to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I think he did the right thing. But this is what Senator Durbin had to say. Clip 3.
I invited the Chief Justice to join this conversation. Last week, he sent me a letter declining to testify at today's hearing, and he said, quote, separation of powers concerns and the importance of preserving the judicial independence. The reality is that sitting justices have testified at 92 congressional hearings since 1960. I even offered the Chief Justice the opportunity to designate someone else on the court to testify. But I'm more troubled by the suggestion that testifying to this committee would somehow infringe on the separation of powers or threaten judicial independence. In fact, answering legitimate questions from the people's elected representatives is one of the checks and balances that helps preserve the separation of powers.
Yeah, but the difficulty is it doesn't preserve the separation of powers when there are people in the Congress, like Senator Durbin, who are talking about restructuring the court. In other words, if you don't give the answers we want, if you don't go in the direction we want, we will create a newly structured court. That is not a separation of powers. It is a blurring of powers. Speaking of blurring and power, there is a new film starring Woody Harrelson in one of his better roles, really. and a film about a basketball team with a difference. It's called Champions. Listen.
It's Entertainment Minute.
Woody Harrelson delivers one of his most accomplished performances as an arrogant basketball coach who, after a drunk driving conviction for community service, is forced to coach a squad of special needs kids. But the question? Can those young people really become champions? Now playing in theaters.
If you can get this team to the Special Olympics Finals, you might be ready to be back in the NBA.
We're going to need some help.
Where did you get this guy?
He just showed up one day.
I'm new to all this.
Yeah, can tell.
And you can tell with comedy director Bobby Farrelly at the director's helm that you'll get plenty of moments of humor, some sentimental rewards, and even a little bit of a love story with Caitlin Olsen as an unconventional but irresistible romantic interest. Based on an acclaimed Spanish film, the movie draws an appropriate PG-13 rating for some sex scenes and references. 3 stars for the likable and entertaining Champions. And it's released today on DVD and streaming, and I think many people will actually enjoy it, especially with basketball season, pro basketball season, reaching its climax. Meanwhile, speaking of a climax, there's a ridiculous charge by the National Opinion Research Center that says that a quarter of young Americans are LGBTQ. Now, is this at all accurate? Does it have a chance of being accurate? We'll talk about this with Professor Wilfred Riley next time. And Robert Kennedy Jr. says President Biden has an obligation to debate, to prove to Americans that democracy is real. And Reason magazine, Libertarian magazine, is saying that Joe Biden is actually more vulnerable in 2024 primaries than Donald Trump ever was in 2020. And what does that signify? We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.